Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our May and Cynthia's dinner special. And, you know, I'm waiting for this rain to happen in Manhattan because, you know, in New York City, that's where I live. And I don't know about you, Cynthia, the weather is so oppressing here. This humidity kills me. What do you think?
Well, it's not been that hot here in the crockpot of the South. It hasn't been too bad, but it is going to rain because the county fair is going on. So every time the county fair happens, it rains. Yeah, and also too, Cynthia got talked into doing a yard sale on Sunday, so you know it's going to rain. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe I should hire myself out, May, to people who need rain. Tell me to come to where you live. Plan a yard sale. Torrential downpour. Yeah.
Wow.
But,
yeah, you know, that's always been the thing. You do a yard sale and you're saying it's going to be on this date, and then all of a sudden it just pours and you go, I don't think so. I know, and you put all that money in for advertising and putting it out there, and it's just crazy. You know, and I'm gearing up now, just so you know. I'm just gearing up because August 9th is October. My head's in October, but August 9th, I'm up in Fall River, Mass., you know, getting ready for the exhibition up there, which we'll talk about that. But, you know, I'm getting ready and going up there. And then August 16th, I wish you were here. We can go have drinks where I'm doing another talk at
the Pier
Restaurant and Tiki Bar, you know?
The Tiki Bar. That's going to be fun. Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I mean, they have great food, a lot of nice drinks, and, you know, me and my Coca-Cola, that's what I go for.
you wild party child.
I know, I'm such a wild child on that stuff. But you know what?
Well,
we have a great guest today, you know?
We do. And yeah. He's a fan favorite, which, you know, our listeners have a pretty I don't want to say sophisticated palate, but our listeners, you know, they like what they like. And this particular craggy cowboy is one of their all-time faves. And you know what? It's funny, May, because, you know, as you know, Sam Shepard passed away. And
right.
Which that was like the best kept secret in Hollywood. I had no idea he had ALS, Lou Gehrig's, none. So his friends and his family kept that close to the vest. Good for them. Because he was in Bloodline. I mean, he looked totally fine. You know, so
I know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But horrible disease. But Sam Shepard's such a complicated man. And I like to think that he and Augie Myers' music would go hand in hand. That kind of Texas. You know, Texas laid back rock cowboy. I mean, you name it. He created the Sir Douglas Quintet and the Texas Tornadoes. His sound is often imitated, but there's nothing like the real thing, which is pure Augie, and he is a delight. And we welcome back to the show Augie Myers. Hey, Augie.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How
are you?
You brought it up, Sam Shepard. I read that in a paper. You know, years and years ago, me and Doug did a movie called Cisco Pike. Actually, it was Chris Christopherson and Karen Black, and Gene Hackman was in it. It was actually called The Dealer.
Oh.
And they couldn't put that out back in the 60s because it said The Dealer.
Wow.
So they changed it to Cisco Pike.
So that's
it. Y'all call it up there yard sales. Down here we have what we call garage sales. I have more fun.
I call it a garage sale. I don't know.
Yeah.
I call it a garage. Cynthia's the only one that calls it a yard sale. I call it a garage sale.
Well,
yeah.
I don't have a garage, so yeah. Do you like to go to those, Augie? You know, I did one with my neighbor. Go ahead.
People sit out there on their little stools and lawn chairs waiting for people to drive up. And what I like to do, my wife just starts shopping around. But I like to go up and say, well, how much do I want for this garage? Because I start looking at the garage. And they said, it's a garage. I said, I know, that's why I'm here to see about buying your garage. And then they just kind of looked at me like I'm kind of – then my wife says, cool it, Augie, cool it, you know.
Cool it, Augie. I have a feeling that's really your full name, Cool It, Augie.
But, you know, people never think about it. Junk is stuff that you throw away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
stuff,
not,
and the stuff
yeah,
that
some
you
things.
Keep is junk that you keep.
Yep.
You know,
you
I had my garage sale, when I was moving house last year, it's already a year, I threw out things that I never even saw. They didn't even come out of the box. I just said, okay, it's just got to go. It just has to be thrown out. And I was really depressed by all of it because I had so much stuff. And now I'm looking at it and thinking, I can use that stuff that I threw out, but I have no place for it.
Oh. My wife is a hoarder. She likes to keep everything. When I moved back from California back in the 60s, I had some friends of mine putting stuff in boxes and then taking it to the truck to load up, the big loading truck. And then when I get to Texas, I had these boxes that said, this is everything from the left side of the TV. What was on the left side of the TV? You know, this is stuff against the wall in the green room. You know what I mean? You know, it was very confusing.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh, it's been 103, 105 here in Texas.
Oui.
Oh, but it's dry heat, right? Isn't it dry? Don't you love when they say that? 103
well, if it's dry, why am I sweating so bad?
Yes. I agree.
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's dry. It depends on what part of Texas.
We got high humidity. It's 95,
That's
96.
What I was
going
to think. That's what I thought, high humidity. So that's why I don't know where you were thinking, Cynthia, because I thought Texas had high humidity. Cause it's
I was
New York.
Thinking desert, you know, because when I was just out in L.A. not too long ago, it was 125 degrees in Simi Valley. It was ridiculous. Yeah, you know,
I was in Arizona.
And we were staying near the ocean, and it was like, it was 20 degrees cooler near the ocean, and it was still hot. You know, it was,
well, you know
wow.
what? You're right. Augie's right. It's Arizona has dry heat. You go to the desert. You're not going. Texas is not. It's wetter, in that sense, because it's got
the
humidity.
I'm crossing that off my list, then, Augie. Okay. Hope you don't mind.
No.
Okay, Kinky Friedman. What the heck are you doing with Kinky Friedman? Fill us in.
Oh man, he's been a friend of mine for about 40 years or something. We used to tour and play together, but he's got this album he's doing, and we did 11 songs. My son played drums, and I played piano and accordion and organ, and I gave him, you know, some technical advice, and, you know, Kinky was a big old cigar. He would come in and say, okay, I want to do this song, and we'd do it. He'd play it on his guitar by himself, and then he'd go outside and smoke his cigar, and we'd cut it. He says, well, I like it the way it sounded with just me and my guitar. And I said, well, what do you got us all here for? You know, and so we do about 5 takes on it, and he finally said, yeah, I like this take, you know. So he never knew what he really wanted. He did, but he didn't know how to explain it, you know.
Yep.
So we've got a great album.
Now, is it on his album, or are you working on one together?
No. It was his album. I just played
I
was a musician on it. And I don't know what's coming out, probably. And in fact, he had 4 people from New Jersey
was
down here, a guitar player. And, you know, I can't pronounce their last name. Italian people.
Italian.
New Jersey. But they were great.
You better tell that to Frank Carulla. I mean, you know.
Well,
Frank,
I do that all the time, you know.
I know.
The Italians, yeah. That's how they pronounce it here in the South, too. Now, Augie, you're getting ready. You're revving up to go on a European tour. So
yes.
How does a cowboy like you get a European tour? Like, where are you going exactly?
Well, I'm going to Sweden and Norway, and then I got one date in Finland so far. I've got, out of 17 days I'm going to be there, I got 13 shows so far.
Wow.
Wow.
And did you ever remember Dave Edmonds, Rock
of
Pile?
Of course.
And his
yeah.
guitar player, Billy Brimmer, was his guitar player.
Oh, yes,
I've got
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
And then there's a guy over in Sweden who done a lot of my songs. His name is Jerry Williams. He's had a lot of hits. And his drummer's going to be with me and his bass player. So I've got some real nice people, you know. So we're playing crowds of 150 to 300 people a night. And they told me one time I was talking and telling a story, and somebody said, "Slow down, you're talking too fast." So I just said, "And I'm going, you know," and I start talking real slow. And they love that. So, but we have fun. Last time I was over there, this 89-year-old woman, I don't know if I told you a story before, but it's a remarkable story. She walked to me and she said, "You know Pop Dylan. You played on his album, Pop Dylan." And I'm saying, "Pop Dylan? No, I've never heard that name." And she grabbed both of my arms, and the elderly gentleman behind her said, "She means Bob Dylan." She called him Pop Dylan. And he said, she got all his albums. And I said, "Oh, thanks." She said, "Can I touch you?" And so she grabbed both of my arms and closed her eyes, and she squeezed. For 88 years old, she squeezed my arms real hard. And she said, "I'm just doing that because this is the closest I'll ever get to Pop Dylan."
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So,
wow.
You know, you meet people like that, you know. And in Europe, they're discographers, if you know what I mean by that.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they ask me, "What's Wayne doing now?" And I'm saying, "Wayne? Yeah, your drummer, Wayne." I said, "I don't have a drummer named Wayne." "Oh, yes, you did." And I'm thinking, that was in 1958. You know, I haven't seen him since 59, you know. but they remember stuff like that, and they tell you, you know.
And I know. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Sometimes you go, "Who? When? What year?" Oh, God.
Yeah, right.
It's so true. It's so true. But listen, I look forward to having you back in New York. And like I said, I want you at my birthday party, and you get to have a great jam with some of my friends, too.
Well, I'd love
Frank
to do that.
And, yeah, and Frank. And then, you know, at Frank, it's weird. When Frank opened up for you, and I'm sitting there going, "I know that guy. I know him." And it was. I've known him I met him back in, like, the early 70s, like mid-70s.
Yes,
he
said the same thing about you, because I told him about y'all, and he said, "I know that name. I know that name," you know.
Yeah. See what
happened? At
least
he didn't say, "I know the name, but I don't know the face." You know, I've had people tell me that before.
Well, that's happened to me a couple of times. I know the name, but I don't know the face. That's definitely
yeah.
what's happened. But, you know, it's great. I love when you had Cindy Cash Dollar down there. I mean, it was great watching her do her you know, pedal steel type guitar playing.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She used to live in Austin. She moved back up in Woodstock. And I talked to her about a month ago, and she said, "Augie, when are you going to come back up? We got to come back up, you know." And
oh,
I
didn't realize she lived here.
Me and Frank talked about it.
Yeah, she lives up in this neck of the woods. Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that. Love
well, her folks are real getting up in age, so she moved back to be with him to come take care of them.
Ah, I see. Okay. Got it. Well, this is amazing because I think she's fabulous.
Oh,
and
she
Cynthia,
is.
So, yeah, she is. So, Cynthia, you're going to have to come up this way.
I know. Well, I have to see Augie play anyway because I want to hear his stories. Augie, I got to ask you a question. You just seem like such an approachable guy. Like, does it ever surprise you that people know of your music? I mean, you just seem like somebody who really doesn't think about that side of it that much. And then when somebody comes up, like the woman that said you played for Bob Dylan, this is the closest I'll get to, and now you're in some 89-year-old woman's fantasy. You know, it's like, does it ever surprise you?
Every day. I mean, I tell my wife or my son, said, "Dad, you just got something from Greenland. They want a picture of you and autograph." I said, "Greenland? I haven't been in Greenland since 1965. And, you know, but I'm, well, they're asking, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, and every time we go eat somewhere, somebody will come up and want an autograph or a picture. And it's great. And I keep telling them, I don't know these people. My wife said, "Well, they know you, you know." I said, "Well, at least I don't owe them any money, you know." But yeah, it does surprise me, you know. I'm only in it for the music and having fun and enjoying and make people laugh and smile. But I never think of the other side of, you know, oh, they know you or something, you know. I would never in for the star treatment or whatever you want to call it, you know. I'm approachable.
You know. Yeah.
Extremely.
You are. And
extremely.
I love your stories. I mean, they're so fun. That's why, I mean, Cynthia, you got to come up and, you know, when he does that whole thing, he really does have great stories. He has a story for everything. It's fabulous. So,
well, I'm
just happy.
It's just, you know, well, you know, May, it's like he's of that group of people that we know. And I'm not just saying it because you're here, Augie, and I love you and everything, but they're just so humble, and it's really about the music. It's not about the fame. It's not about the accolades. It would be nice if, you know, it was about the money, because I'm sure you could all use some, but it's really so encouraging to see the real foundation of what music is, be so humble and be so giving and be so grateful.
I appreciate that. You know, but yeah, you know, I enjoy myself and I feel blessed every day for doing what I do, and that the good Lord at my age is still letting me do it, you know. So
yeah, and you know what, you're a real treasure, because when I was listening to you, it was just wonderful. It was just down home music and great stories. I felt like, you know, it's just you and me in that room without, you know,
well,
singing,
you know,
it's gonna be.
Yeah, right. Back in the day, you remember Jimmy Reed?
Oh, yeah.
He was my hero, Big Boss Man. And he told me one time, he said, Augie, he said, whatever you do, he said, whatever you play, play what you know. You know, don't try to play something that you don't know. Play what you know. And that's the way I am. I'm not out there trying to play, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff, you know. I do what I know, and I tell my stories that I know, and I sing the songs that I know, you know, so. It's not how you play what you know. But, you know, somebody asked me the other day, said, you read music? I said, just enough that it don't affect me when I'm playing, you know. So.
I know, that stuff, that sight reading stuff, that's tough. I don't know.
Well, it's scary,
I look at
you know?
Some of the comp. Yeah. I know a girl.
And I wish, I wish I could play and read all music so I could play some real beautiful music that I love. But, you know, But I don't read music, so.
It is tough because I have a girlfriend who's a concert pianist and a very young girl, and she plays these complicated Bach and whatever, Beethoven, whoever else. And I'm going, and I'm watching her, and I'm going, I could barely read one note on this, and I'm like looking at these pages, and I just, next, I can't do that. And it's a gift. It's a gift to be able to do that.
It's just a gift.
So, you know, you're a gift.
He is. Do you have a songwriting process? I mean, do you scribble it down on a napkin, or do you just sit down and it's there? Or do you have to, you know, drink a lot of coffee or some other beverage, adult beverage, to get there? What's your process?
Only thing I drink water. I don't drink no soda water, no beer, no liquor. I just drink. I have one cup of coffee in the morning with my two pieces of toast. And other than that, I drink water. No, getting back to writing, I've got a box full of little, like you say, napkins. I write on napkins. And I just write every day, just little, you know, I call them knickknacks, you know, that I'm finding out stuff to write. If something might be funny, I'll write something funny down, you know. It's like I'm still writing on my book, and I just week. My wife's been in Vegas all week, so man, I've been enjoying myself, staying up late at night, getting up early in the morning, and just writing. And I have fun doing that, you know.
So what about your book? You keep hinting that this book is going to happen. When?
It is
going to
happen.
When?
Well, I'm still writing, you know, but I got a title for it now.
How far are you? How far?
I've got about about 178 pages right now I'm on. And then time we figured it all out, I'll probably have about 250 pages. But just like the other day, somebody just told me a story. And you remember this, Augie? I was there when that happened in North Carolina, and I'm saying, man, that was in 64. And so I got home. I just wrote two paragraphs down of that stuff. And then I started laughing about it and remembering the story, you know. So I just do stuff like that, you know.
Well, you know what? I would say just write as much as you can, because they're going, the editors at the end of the day are still going to. Yeah, they're going to still edit.
I just wrote this
down
this morning about 4:30 this morning. It says, I can see the dreams you're dreaming, and I can hear the thoughts that you're thinking, and the beating of your heart is the rhythm I feel when I'm touching you. And, yes, I do have dreams, too.
That's great.
I'm saying, I told that to my son. My son said, what does all that mean? Now, what are you doing? What are you thinking about? I said, I don't know. They just come out, and I write that, you know. So
that
was
beautiful. I love that. Oh, my goodness. I like that.
I do a lot of stuff like that. I'm just always writing, you know. Why not?
No, and why
not?
Now,
when the words come to you, does the music come along with it?
Sometimes it does and sometimes it don't. And I have like a book, a sketchbook with all my writing. And when I've got a verse of a song and then I can't figure out, it might just go away. And I just put it away in my box. And then I'm writing another verse of another song. And I said, wait, I got another song. And I just look around. I might take four songs and make one song out of it, you know.
Wow.
So
I'm not a great writer.
The process,
you know?
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, though, you write your words and the music, right? You do it all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And after I like the song and I finish it, then I write the horn arrangements and everything like I want.
That's what I said. Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, me and Frank
now,
just did
you
an album in New York. I think I did. I didn't have it out then. Did I send you the Monkeys on Cocaine?
No.
No, you didn't.
We would have remembered that one.
No, when I was in New York, we were cutting the album, and that's why I guess I didn't. But it just came out about a month and a half
yes,
ago.
Yes, I remember when you were talking about it. We never. That's right.
Is it available?
Said, what a great
can
title.
Can people get it? I mean, is it?
Oh yeah,
you
can get
website?
It on. What is it, CD Baby and Amazon and all that stuff, and you can get it on my website.
There you go.
Which
HoggyMyers.com, is that it?
Yeah, HoggyMyers.com.
There you go. So everybody out there, I love the titles of these CD.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank said, what do you call this album, Hoggy? I mean, we cut it up there in Millbrook.
Right.
Frank said, what do you want to call it? I said, I don't know, let's just call it Monkeys on Cocaine. And it just came out, and everybody looked at me like, what now? Yeah. And I've had people tell me, you might not sell a lot of records with the song, but you'll sell a lot of records by the title of the album. And my son did the whole drawing and everything, and so did Frank's son. They kind of collaborated, that word's hard to say.
Yeah.
We got five monkeys on the front, you know, pictures of monkeys doing different things.
That's funny.
I know.
Does your son travel with you? Does he play in the band?
No, he used to. He has his own website business, and he's like a coach. When my grandson was little, in school, he was coaching baseball and basketball. Now my grandson is 17. He's 6'7" and a half.
Whoa!
Wow!
And he's playing basketball in UTSA college. Here has a been, what do you say, taking care of him and getting him some basketball shoes, and he goes to practice with the USTA basketball team and practices. That's all he wants to do. He just wants to be a basketball player.
Well, at least he's focused for that. I'm just saying. He's focused.
Yeah,
he's
focused.
What he wants.
He got top grades in school, and he got this next year will be this his last year in high school, and I think he'll get a college thing, you know, for basketball.
Cool.
In college.
Yeah. Wow. Listen, Orgy, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes.
Okay.
And is there any place you're performing immediately in the next, or you're leaving to go to Europe?
Yeah.
The
next place
going?
I'm going to be performing will probably be in the bathroom. But other than that... No, I'm just kidding. Somebody asked me when I get off stage, where are you playing next? I said, in the bathroom.
Hi, Augie. Your poor wife. We need to get her on the air someday, okay? Because I want to hear her say, cool it, Augie.
Oh, she does. She says that. And then when I'm telling stories and people are looking at me and looking at her, and then she says, that's BS. And I look at her, and people look at her, what do you mean BS? She said, that's before Sarah. Because her name is Sarah, so you show her. She said, that's BS. That means before Sarah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my, that's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been together now 26 years.
Wow.
And
lovely
only reason
lady.
We're staying
lovely
only reason
lady.
I stay together with her to see what's going to happen next.
She's such a sweet lady. Oh, my God.
Oh, she is. I think you met her that night.
Yes,
yeah, she's my rock, you know.
Yeah.
One time she said, you got a drinking problem years ago when I was drinking. She said, you got a drinking problem. And then I figured out I did. And you know what I did about it? I hired me a bartender.
Dear. Oh, my goodness. Well, Augie, I hope you end up at... Well, I can see this. She's falling. Come back, Cynthia.
When you're over in Europe, now, of course, a lot of the people there speak English, but have you ever heard someone translate what you're saying in their language? That would be hilarious. It would be hilarious to watch them.
We had a hit record in Sweden called Midnight Sun. Me and Doug did back in the late 80s or mid 80s. And I went on television to talk, but I paraphrased. I said, how do you say all this? Give me a sentence. And they did, and I paraphrased where I could read it. If you look at my Hey Baby Kepaso, I say, I spell it Kepaso. That's so white people can, gringos can understand what I'm saying, you know. And I got on TV in Sweden, and I talked for about 5 or 6 minutes in Swedish, but they were holding big cue cards up for me. And then I got off, and Bert comes, man, you talk Swedish. And I said, talk English. You know, I can't say nothing.
Well, Augie, we better listen. We're going to have you over at you better come to my birthday party.
Okay,
when
is it, Nana? You said October what?
It's going to be in October. I'll let you know the exact date, and then we'll work from there. I'll send you a note. Don't worry. I'll be sending you notes.
Send me a note or you know, just augiemeyer.com, and I don't do that stuff. My son reads all that stuff to me.
Don't worry. I'm going to get to you.
All,
you know I will.
That.
Don't worry. It'll be
right.
Fun. It'll be a fun time.
You got to bring Cynthia up from Nashville. You know?
Really want to come because I really want to meet Sarah. I think that's going to be the night for me, okay? That somebody that actually has been with you as long as she's been with, this lady is something, okay?
she's a great lady. She's in Vegas right now.
Well, we'll
Good.
Get
I
her in. You'll meet her, Sin. Don't worry. She's great. So,
well,
Augie,
listen, you have a wonderful time in Europe. I have no doubt the crowds are going to welcome you with open arms. You are a funny, funny man.
Well, I'm having fun. I'm living the life of myself, you know, so.
He's living the
life
of himself.
Have a good
That's
one.
Great.
Yeah.
Augie, have a wonderful tour. Hey, when you come back, you'll have to come back on the air and tell us all about it. And in the meantime, hopefully
we'll
see up in New York for May's B-Day. So that would be wonderful.
Okay, let me know. And I'm going to keep Frank. I'm going to tell Frank to get a hold of you,
yes,
too, so figure it out.
Absolutely. Frank's got to come, too. It's going to be fun.
All right.
Have a
y'all
good
take care,
Augie.
And God bless you. Have a good day.
Take care.
Right.
You
take
too.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I just have to tell you, I love him, okay?
I know
I'm
going
to play When You Used to Be Mine as we go off the air. So
here,
it's his song.
Listen, we're going off the air in a few minutes.
Yeah,
in a minute.
We're going.
I just want to say, I hope I see people next week, anybody who's up at the Fall River, Massachusetts, and that's where I'll be, at the artist reception at the Narrows Arts Gallery, and then also at the Tiki Bar on the 16th. I'll talk to you later, everyone.
See
ya. I hope I see
right,
I talk to you later.
That's May Pang. I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and with our guest, Augie Myers, and you've been listening to May and Cynthia's Dinner Specials. Have a great week, everybody. You need to be mine.
Thank you.